Planet Rock Breakfast, title track to the new album due out on Monday here in the UK, New Horizon, there's the answer. Cormac and Paul join us in the studio this morning. Now, when we played Spectacular before, around the same time as the single came out, the video appeared on YouTube, but then was pulled down pretty soon after, has to be said.
Yeah, the video, you know, I think there's been a little bit of an overreaction to it. I mean, all it is really is a true representation of any house party in Belfast on a Friday night. And that's kind of what the director wanted to capture. He says, you know, the song, you know, it's a very upbeat, high energy song. Let's just throw a party, run the cameras and see what we've got at the end of it all. So I think the cameras finished rolling at about 7:30 on the Saturday morning, and we got some pretty interesting footage. It's the stuff we didn't put on there that we really had to be worried about, I think.
Let's be honest as well. If something has the word band tagged around it, then it's going to do you lots of favours anyway. As soon as you start to ban stuff, straight away people want to know what it's all about and they investigate further.
Yeah, to be honest, it's done us no harm at all. You know, obviously there's ways and means of being able to watch the video, but you know, YouTube banned it after, I think, 4 spins. So we like, funnily enough, about an hour or two after that, there was this guy is on our Twitter all the time, and he, Jacobo is his name, and he was straight on going, I was one of those 4 spins. I saw it. It's great. You know, so it all added to the sense of occasion, and, you know, it's a very good video and no idea why they banned it.
The title of the album, New Horizon, is pretty much summing up what you're at the moment, really, because a new record deal, new management, almost like a new start, a new vibe with the band.
Yeah, well, we kind of, you know, we'd done 3 records and got to a certain sort of stage and thought, you know, let's shake things up a bit. And we had to go with new management, got a new label, a new agent. And I guess we took a different approach to making this record as well, like working with Toby. It was the first time we co-wrote a couple of tracks with him, which we've never done before. It's always been just the 4. So that was something different too. And, you know, making the record was, made it really quick. It was kind of just a couple of months, really, compared to Revival, which was, you know, maybe a year of writing and recording. So it was new change and we needed it, and I think it worked out good.
And they're also reissuing the old stuff, which is great for people who haven't managed to get hold of it in the past. Now, when we chatted at our playback party, you were rehearsing, Cormac, because the manager had said, don't forget to mention all the formats that the album is released on. And it is on so many different formats, isn't it?
There's definitely no shortage of formats. Thank you for bringing that up once again. Yeah, you know, I mean, first and foremost, we've obviously got our 10-track record. That was the mission statement. It was write a 10-track record. All 10 of those tracks have to take your head off or they're not going to make it on the record, you know. So we have that, and we've got that statement. But obviously, being big fans of vinyl and record player owners ourselves, we always try, if at all possible, we try and put our work out on vinyl as well. So there's like big 180-gram double vinyl edition, which is another, I think, 6 extra tracks on there, which is great, and that's the one I'd probably be listening to the most. But, you know, and then, you know, you've got the deluxe with a couple of bonus tracks and, you know, T-shirt bundles, and the list goes on. I don't have the list written on my arm today.
You're doing good.
Do you mean you don't have cassette and 8-track available?
No 8-tracks.
I hope our manager's not listening, or we might.
Now, we said before about playing live, that is what you get into a band for, that is what the answer are all about, and you're on tour in a few weeks' time. It all kicks off on the 17th of October in Manchester, followed by dates in Wolverhampton on the 18th, Leeds, Sheffield, Glasgow, Newcastle, Nottingham, London, Bristol and Brighton. And in tow, a great band who've just been getting so many plaudits recently, deservedly so as well. Saw them live just a few months ago in London myself, Tracer.
Yeah, it's great young Australian band. Really enjoying their album at the moment. You know, kind of remind me a bit of early Soundgarden, Queens of the Stone Age, bit of Caius in there, but they're not afraid to write a good tune as well. So really looking forward to having them on the bill and watching them night after night too.
It's value for money, that's what it's all about. All kicking off once again on the 17th of October. The new album, New Horizon from The Answer, is out on Monday here in the UK. Paul, Cormac, as ever, great catching up with you guys, and we'll see you on the road.
All right,
pleasure. Thanks for having us.